Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Hot over the extreme northern parts of Gauteng and over parts of the northwest. Partly cloudy in Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria up to 29. Joburg and Emalahleni 28. Mbombela 26. Polokwane 27. Rustenburg 31. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to spend your day. It's at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on the weather tab.
Mpumalanga da is padwerke, so that's taking place on the N12, causing restrictions near the Arbor exit, as well as the N12 westbound, causing restrictions near the Kendall exit.
The post office has agreed with unions to withdraw retrenchment notices for at least 12 months for roughly 4,700 jobs. As part of the agreement, the post office business rescue practitioners have applied for relief from the Unemployment Insurance Fund's Temporary Employment Relief Scheme. The rescue practitioner is still waiting for the outcome of this application. And the World Health Organization has called for the strengthening of global detection networks for the H5N1 bird flu virus, which infected a large number of animal species. Earlier this month, the H5N1 virus was detected in very high concentrations in raw or unpasteurized milk from infected cows, a surprising development for experts because they were not thought to be susceptible to this type of influenza. With that, looking at our business news. The World Trade Organization says South African authorities have lodged a complaint against the European Union over new citrus black spot regulations. This while a dispute is still being adjudicated since the new EU requirements came into effect in 2022 for enhanced cold treatment for fruit to prevent a pest commonly found in sub-Saharan Africa as well as citrus black spot. Reuters reports, according to the World Trade Organization, the parties have 60 days to try and resolve the matter, and if not, they may request a panel to adjudicate. Asian equities were mixed this morning as investors turned cautious after this week's optimism that earnings from some of the world's biggest companies would show that profits remain strong, even amid stubbornly high inflation and elevated interest rates. Tech titans Microsoft and Alphabet are due to release their latest reports today. This morning, a dollar at 19 Rand 23, a euro 20 Rand 59 cents, a pound 23 Rand 97, gold at $2,309.46 per fine ounce, oil trading at $88.03 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, a crucial moment in the EPL title race last night saw Liverpool's bid suffer a devastating blow in a 2-0 defeat at Merseyside rivals Everton. Jurgen Klopp's side beaten at Goodison Park for the first time in 14 years in a brutal setback to their hopes of catching the league leaders Arsenal. Devastating as well for departing coach Jurgen Klopp.
Obviously very disappointed about a lot of things. Let it happen, that it became exactly the game Everton wanted.
Elsewhere, Manchester United had to come from behind twice to beat bottom side Sheffield United at home for a 4-2 win. Crystal Palace beat Newcastle 2-0. And Bournemouth are above Wolves in the table now after a 1-0 win at Molineux. The Junior Springboks flew to Australia last night for the Under-20 Rugby Championship. The inaugural championship takes place from the 2nd to the 12th of May at the Sunshine Coast Stadium in Queensland. It pits the up-and-coming stars of Argentina, Australia, New Zealand and South Africa against each other. The DP World Lions recorded a thumping 8-wicket win over the Momentum Multiply Titans in the CSA T20 Challenge semi-final at the Wanderers last night. Batting first, the Titans scored 131 for 9 in 18 overs. The game was reduced by 2 overs each due to a floodlight failure. In reply, the Lions reached their target with 4 overs to spare. The second semi-final takes place today between the Hollywood Bets Dolphins and the Warriors in Kingsmead. First ball is at 6 o'clock. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
It must be exhausting, always.